It's time for another fun fact, and this week we're headed to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
But it's not a fun fact about Tower of Terror.
Oh. Is it about something around Tower of Terror?
Define around.
I guess
everything's around it more than, you know, say Epcot is, and everything's more around it than say Magic Kingdom is. So in relation to those, yes, it's around Tower of Terror.
Cool.
In that it
in relation to completely other parks.
That's right. In that it exists in the same park. So as you enter Hollywood Studios, you've probably seen the crossroads of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
The big towering thing has the big ball on top of it with the little bitty Mickey on top, right?
Yep. I'm with you so far.
Okay. Okay. So the crossroads of the world, that little bitty Mickey on top of it, actually 5'3".
Really?
Yes. Which I totally would never have guessed had somebody not told me that, because he looks like a tiny little Mickey. But there's actually, I will throw a Disney Parks blog link, because they have some awesome pictures of, you know, this being put together. And so you can actually see Mickey as some workers are lifting him up, you know, I guess so the crane can pull him up. And you can see him in relation to the workers. And then, oh, that's a full-size Mickey statue. But again, if you see him at the top of the top or crossroads of the world deal, looks like itty-bitty Mickey.
So forced perspective like that, in a bunch of my art history classes, we talked about David and how his hands are huge when you look at them, you know, like up close.
Mm-hmm.
But because they needed his hands to look normal-sized from the ground. He was up on top of a big building. So it makes sense to me that Mickey would be so tall. But yeah, I never would have thought he was 5 feet tall up there.
Right. You're thinking more like maybe 3 feet or something. And
yeah,
you know, that's a significantly sized Mickey, but the 5'3" Mickey, not the fun fact.
Oh, really?
Yes. The fun fact is,
I was going to say, have you ever seen one of those like stoplights, you know, the three color
stoplight? When the dude is in the bucket truck actually up next to it.
Yeah.
And you're like,
huge.
Holy cow, that dude is so small. Why do they have midgets working on the stoplights?
They're huge.
It's good to, yeah. So same sort of thing, but again, not actually, just bonus fact. Bonus fact, 5'3" Mickey on a 6 foot in diameter globe. But
wow,
the fun fact,
even that is shocking to me.
Yeah, well, but again, if you're going to compare Mickey to the globe, the globe's got to be a little bit bigger than Mickey, because you can tell that. But yeah, you would not look at it and think 6 foot diameter globe. But the actual fun fact is what Mickey is made out of, or more specifically, what part of Mickey is made out of. So
cookies.
Yes, cookies. Cookies. That's what Mickey's. They actually
Nailed
have to
it.
Go up there once a day and replace that. You know, replace Mickey's finger. Because his finger's made out of Oreos, and the birds will eat his finger.
That seems like a bad design.
This on horribly inaccurate fun facts. No, not exactly cookies. It's actually copper.
Copper?
Yeah, but not all of Mickey, just part of Mickey. Do you want to guess what part of Mickey is made out of copper?
His tummy.
Nope.
His head.
Closer.
Oh, his ears. Are they lightning rods?
Ah, yes, but just the one. His right ear, which if you look at the statue, sits slightly higher than the left ear does. The right ear is made out of copper, though, because it is a lightning rod. So as I found this out, the one question that I had, and I have not yet found it, so if you find it, please send us a tweet or Facebook or whatever. There's got to be a picture out there where Mickey's getting hit by lightning in the ear, right?
You think they've put the lightning rod to use?
I mean, it's a lightning rod. It's surely seen some use at some point. I want to see like where there's a lightning bolt coming down through Mickey.
That'd
I think
be pretty
that would
dope.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
But yes, I was unable to find any such pictures. But his right ear, yep, made out of copper to serve as a lightning rod. I guess because they thought, you know, Mickey with the little lightning rod sticking out of the top of his head could be slightly concerning to a lot of people. So, but I think that's
that's
think
a clever
that's cool.
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a super
you just
clever
build
idea.
Build it right into the. Okay, we're gonna make this. We're gonna make this sculpture. Hey, it needs a lightning rod on top of it. What if we just made part? And that's the other thing to me is it's not the whole sculpture is not a lightning rod. It's just that one ear.
Right, and they have some kind of a cable.
Yeah, that's going
a
through
a copper cable running all the way down to the ground
and grounding him out. But yep. So the next time you enter Disney's Hollywood Studios, look really, really closely. If you're like me, realize you're never going to be able to tell that that's actually what that ear is made out of. But still, once again, your family, who at this point, there's probably only one member who is still with you because of all the other random facts you keep spouting off, you can finally make them give up on you as well as you go, hey, you see that Mickey statue up there? He's actually 5'3" and he's got a copper ear.
And then your dad will say, shut up. Oh my gosh.
Yep. But you know what? I know that in spite of all the fun facts we've done so far, which I think, what is this, number 36?
Number 36.
Yep. There are still so many fun facts out there that you know about, and you are wondering how we got to 36 and we missed the completely obvious whatever. And whatever that is, I want you to tweet it to us at MTM Podcast or let us know on Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast. Or you can always visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.